This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Your tropicals you had outside all summer should be safely indoors now. As we start turning inside, we're paying more attention to our houseplants. Mostly, that's a good idea, but too much TLC will kill a houseplant. Overwatering is the number one killer of houseplants. Almost none of your houseplants like wet feet. We often think water's the cure-all for what may ail your plant. The reality is, most of your houseplants, as well as outdoor plants, do better on the dry side. However, because houseplants' needs do vary, the best advice for a watering schedule is to get to know the plant. While the majority are better off drying out a little, some plants do like to stay moist. All this info should be on the tag in the pot you bought your plant in. If there's no information, then ask. Generally, you'll get more information from your local garden center. A watering schedule least likely to get you in trouble is to water when the top 1 to 2 inches of soil is dry. Just stick your finger in the soil to find out. You can water from the top and let the water flow all the way through till it drains out, then empty the saucer. Or you can bottom water. Set your pot in water until moisture can be seen on the soil surface. African violets in particular prefer this method. Use room temperature water and allow tap water to sit in an open container for an hour to allow the chlorine to escape. Now this one's actually a bit controversial, but no sense taking chances. I store up rainwater in milk jugs and use that. I'll admit that sometimes that water doesn't smell great, but the plants love it. Stop by GardenBite.com. Check out my information, recipes, and favorite links. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and like my page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.